Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Brutalkomän Deos für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 9 o'clock, Saturday, the 31st of May. In the headlines this hour, the US warns China against invading Taiwan, and wildfires continue to rage across northern Canada. Here's Astrid Nolte with the FM4 News.
Thanks, Hal. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has accused China of rehearsing for a potential invasion of Taiwan. Speaking at a major security gathering in Singapore, he said Beijing was seeking to dominate the Indo-Pacific region and urged regional allies to spend more on defense to counter the threat. The BBC's Frank Gardner reports.
This was the strongest message yet by any U.S. defense secretary at this major defense forum, that Washington is determined to resist China's growing military power in the Asia-Pacific. Pete Hegseth said the threat by communist China to Taiwan could be imminent, but he said Beijing would not seize Taiwan on President Trump's watch. China views the self-governing island democracy as a renegade province and has vowed to bring it under its control by force if necessary.
The U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to double tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports to 50% starting Wednesday, so as to protect those two sectors in the United States. Speaking at a rally at a steel plant in Pennsylvania, he claimed that tariffs were helping to strengthen the U.S. economy. Wildfires are continuing to blaze across northern Canada in the provinces of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta, with thousands of people evacuated from remote villages. The premier of Manitoba, Wab Kinu, says wildfires are becoming more prevalent.
The climate is clearly changing. Just for our province's history, typically we'd have wildfires in one region, say east, west, north. This year, it's in every region and at the same time. And then you zoom out nationally, it's not just our province, it's Saskatchewan, it's Alberta, it's Ontario. So going forward, we're going to have to scale up our wildfire fighting efforts, as well as talking about mitigation within the context of a changing climate.
And a bipartisan U.S. delegation is visiting the Ukrainian capital Kyiv to discuss possible new sanctions against Russia, as well as trade and defense cooperation. NPR's Hanna Polomarenko reports.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for having us.
President Zelensky thanked the U.S. lawmakers for co-sponsoring a bill that would impose 500% tariffs on goods from countries that purchase Russian oil products. It has already received the support of more than 80 U.S. senators. Senator Lindsey Graham said in Kyiv these sanctions could break Russia's military machine.
Russia is playing a game at the expense of the world, not just the United States. We're going to change that game for Russia. The game that Putin's been playing is about to change.
The senators emphasized that if Putin does not agree to serious peace talks to end the war in Ukraine, these sanctions could come into effect.
To the weather, today's forecast is mostly sunny with a chance of isolated rain and storms in mountain areas, highs between 24 and 30 degrees.
Thank you, Astrid.
This is the morning show with Hal Rock.
Yes, indeed it is. Good morning. Get out your bathing costumes, your bikinis, and your swimming trunks. It's going to be an absolutely fabulous couple of days weather-wise. You won't want to miss a single minute. Speaking of minutes, it's 4 minutes past 9 o'clock. We're into the final hour of the morning show this Saturday morning, and we're going to start it in fine style with this one from Friedberg, My Best Friend.
Baby.
fear.
You don't know, don't worry.
Sometimes I wanna feel the pain.
Smiling too. Here you go. Fred again. Danielle, smile on my face. I hope you have a smile on your face this Saturday morning. And why wouldn't you, huh? Look outside. It is absolutely gorgeous. 11 minutes past 9 o'clock. Here comes Noga Eres.
You're not my fucking problem. You're
alien. Wow, wow, wow.
Making plans, na, na, na.
Yeah.
Your sun in your bed, your skin in your blood, your chicken in your car. Wow, wow, wow. Looking dangerous, I'm dangerous, I'm looking at your I'm impatient, I'm a patient, and I pinch you all in blood. Entertainment, no taming, I'ma spit you all like blood. You don't get me, I'm a wow, 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 wow.
Fall behind, can I get?
get a cushion in my lazy eye. Look in all directions, but I never find nothing worth a mention.
Looking dangerous, I'm dangerous, I'm looking at ya. I'm impatient, I'm a patient, and I paint you all in black. Entertainment ain't no taming, I'ma spit you all like black. You don't get me, I'm a wild, 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 wild. Send me straight to hell, see if I give a f-
I'm allergic to commitment, you gotta know. If it's you in my bag, you gotta go. I don't chase, I don't run, I don't even track. If you think I'm coming back, you must be smoking crack. I got a temper, I could beat a bitch tender. I got an A1 bullshit sensor. Fuck, I look like being a backup dancer. I'm out that mix, still that bitch, main character. Never touch a blicky, but I'm litty like a titty. She said she couldn't stand me, silly hoe, forgot to add me. Wipe my nut off your chin and go at me. And then these bitches acting thirsty.
Teases and then these bitches and these bitches and these bitches and these bitches and these bitches acting thirsty. Teases and then these bitches and these bitches and these bitches and these bitches and these bitches acting thirsty. What my nut if you're trying to go at me? Teases and then these bitches acting thirsty. I don't like your hoes anyways, bitch. I ain't friendly, you can suck my clit. Matter of fact, let me get the strap. You can suck my dick, head to toe. MBB, natural born bitch. Down to my shadow, only real ones in my circle. Only time I switch sides when I'm switching wigs. Fuck being some kids, bitch, I'm some lit. Check and see if your ass can't stand me. It's easy, season on these bitches, 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 acting thirsty.
Bex with Heat Season at 9:16.
FM4, your festival radio.
Yeah, it's the last day of May, the 31st, which means it's the last day of the Vonnemonat Mai. Yeah, I have no idea what that word Vonne means. I guess it sort of means something like joy and happiness, a nice feeling, yeah. Whatever it means, there's been a lot of Vonne going on in Linz since yesterday with the Stream Festival, featuring bands like Zorn, Sophie Royer, or Resi Reiner, to name just a few. They played yesterday. Bunchbeck, Edwin Rosen, Precious, and many others will be performing today. And entrance is, as always, free of charge, so that's good. Lots of reasons, then, to feel the Vonne. FM4's Christoph Seppin spoke to people at the Stream Festival to find out what they think about the word and what recommendations they have for a Vonniger's finale to the Vonnemonat Mai.
Welche wonnigen Dinge findest du, sollte man noch schnell machen, bevor der Mai zu Ende ist?
Schwimmen gehen und in der Sonne liegen oder im Regen liegen.
Wonnen, das Wort musst du erklären.
Ich weiß selber nicht genau, was es heißt. Leute haben früher gesagt, der Vonnemonat Mai.
Es klingt sympathisch, das Wort irgendwie.
Ja, schon, oder?
So wohlige irgendwie. Also einfach an der Donau entlang laufen, gute Musik hören und spazieren.
Was können Leute noch schnell Wonniges machen, bevor man nicht mehr wonnen kann?
Der Mai ist vorbei von Nina aus Wien hören zum Beispiel.
Es reimt sich auf Sonne ein bisschen und von der haben wir nicht viel gehabt im Monat.
Ja, dass das gleiche Jugendwort wird, Wonnig. Ich weiß so nicht, was bedeutet, aber...
Was soll man noch schnell Wonniges machen, bevor man nicht mehr wonnen kann?
Maibaumkraxeln.
Seid ihr schon mal auf einen Maibaum aufgekraxelt?
Ich nicht, aber wir sind ursprünglich vom Land und da ist halt Brauch. Ich bin aus Deutschland. Was ist Wonne genau?
Ich weiß es selber nicht ganz so genau. Ich glaube, es ist irgend so was, etwas, das man für sich selber macht, um ein gutes Gefühl zu haben, glaube ich.
Was ich gerne mache, wenn es noch nicht so ganz heiß ist, ist schön spazieren gehen.
Habt ihr noch eine Message an Radio FM4?
Sonnig bleiben. Na, wie war das Wort? Wonnig.
Wonnig.
Wonnig bleiben.
Wir bleiben wonnig.
Sonnig bleiben. Yeah, wonnig bleiben, people, especially with our show, FM4 Festival Radio, for instance. That's coming live from the Stream Festival and it'll start at 1 o'clock this afternoon from the city of Linz. Check it out. It's going to be great. Here comes Zorn with Rennen. Enjoy.
Tell me to let go.
over yet.
Good morning. This is
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
Radio FM Fear.
Just one moment and I'm caught.
Punch it down.
Your heart, am I good enough? Do you know what I want? So tell me now, I wanna know what's on your mind. Me and you, just us two. For a moment I believe that I'm in love with you. So tell me now, I wanna know what's on your mind. Me and you, just us two. For a moment I believe that you and I ain't got time. So tell me now, I wanna know what's on your mind.
Don't get me wrong, you know your blood is a morning, soft as a
In Gaza spitzen sich Israels Militäroffensive und die damit verbundene humanitäre Katastrophe zu. Der Vorwurf eines Völkermords an den ZivilistInnen im Gazastreifen wird immer lauter.
Wir haben so viel Beweismaterial, es haben sich so viel Indizien gesammelt, Interviews geführt, Satellitenaufnahmen ausgewertet und so weiter.
Rund 50.000 PalästinenserInnen sind im Krieg bereits zum Opfer gefallen. Und es stellt sich die Frage, welche Verantwortung die internationale Gemeinschaft trägt.
Dass der Westen das alles hinnimmt und tatenlos zuschaut, macht uns sehr bestürzt und auch sehr hilflos. Damit macht sich der Westen natürlich für diese Kriegsverbrechen der Komplizenschaft schuldig.
Was wurde im medialen Diskurs versäumt? Wie können wir miteinander über den Nahostkonflikt reden? Und gibt es eine Perspektive auf einen gerechten Frieden? Ich bin Aisha Sahne und gemeinsam mit Betroffenen und ExpertInnen möchte ich das herausfinden. Die ganze FM4 auf Laut-Diskussion, jetzt auf ORF Sound und überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Sag es laut. Du bist hinter meinem Hintern her. Sag es laut, ja, alles raus, gib es zu. Du bist hinter meinem Hintern. Ich spür's in deinen Fingern. Du bist hinter meinem Hintern her. Sag es laut, ja, alles raus, gib es zu. Schinkschock. Laut. Du bist hinter meinem Hintern her. Sag es laut, ja, alles raus, gib es zu.
Jede Woche richtig viel sparen bei Billa Plus. Mit minus 25% auf das gesamte Biersortiment, minus 25% auf alle Weine sowie minus 25% auf die Grillerei, dem Jö-Rabattsammler und den Rabattpickerl. Von Mittwoch bis Samstag. Details auf billa.at.
Wohin kommen wir, wenn wir gehen? Können wir morgen gestern ausschließen? Und wird alles wieder gut, bis wir heiraten? Das neue News. Wir haben da noch eine Frage.
Der Summer Sale beginnt bei Peek und Kloppenburg, Österreich. Jetzt bis zu 50% auf ausgewählte Styles sichern. Von exklusiven Marken bis zu den neuesten Trends. Shoppe jetzt deinen Lieblingslook im Sale mit bis zu 50% Rabatt. Bei Peek und Kloppenburg, Österreich.
Nur noch heute bei Interspar und Maximarkt. Minus 25% auf alle Frischfische und Meeresfrüchte in Bedienung. Alles da, da, 55 Jahre Interspar. Wir feiern und Sie sparen.
Hallo, ich bin die Hanna aus Schwechat. Ich bin Leistungsschwimmerin und ich halte Österreich immer und überall up to date.
Ihr ORF-Beitrag liefert in und für ganz Österreich News, die richtig wichtig sind. Jetzt auf Seepalastschrift umsteigen und sicher und zeitsparend in Teilen zahlen. Infos unter orf.beitrag.at.
Mit Original Meckle Kräuterbutter. Aus frischen Kräutern und feiner Butter. Meckle, das Leben kann so schöner sein.
Die Zeit läuft, bevor viele Dokumente ab 1. Juli teurer werden. Jetzt noch schnell ein Foto in Studioqualität für Reisepass, Personalausweis oder Führerschein bei Hartlauer kaufen. Und mit etwas Glück auch noch einen Traumurlaub von Ruefa gewinnen. Mehr auf hartlauer.at oder in Ihrem Hartlauer-Geschäft. Hartlauer. Einfach mehr.
Tigern Sie zum Löwen.
Geht ein Lottoschweinchen ins Kaufhaus, sagt der Verkäufer. Hätten's gern was Bestimmtes, sagt das Lottoschweinchen.
Den Lotto-Vierfach-Jackpot.
Jetzt Lotto-Vierfach-Jackpot. 5 Millionen Euro. Gleich spielen. Alles ist möglich. Lotto.
XXX Lutz und vergessliches Jubiläum.
Dreh auf.
Am großen Glücksrad.
Prozente drauf.
Und vergessliches Jubiläum.
Und wo?
Beim XXX Lutz.
Nicht vergessen.
Und vergessliches Jubiläum.
Dreh auf.
Am großen Glücksrad.
Prozente drauf.
Und vergessliches Jubiläum.
Und wo?
Am XXX Lutz.
Drehen Sie nur noch heute bei der unvergesslichen Jubiläumsparty am XXX Lutz Glücksrad. Jeder Zehnte gewinnt sogar seinen Einkauf zurück. Also nix wie XXX los zum XXX Lutz. Gültig auf fast alle Produkte.
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran. Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
Jetzt minus 50%. Super langes Wochenende bei Lidl. Bereits ab Mittwoch zum Beispiel Putenbrustschnitzel 1 Kilo nur 5,49 Euro oder Babywassermelone per Kilo nur 1,49 Euro. Genau deshalb Lidl. ÖGV ist Branchenchampion bei Preis-Leistung. Lidl lohnt sich.
How's your money?
This is the morning show.
At Radio FM 4. Yeah, and this morning it's with me, Hal Rock. It is 9:38. What's that? 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. 22 minutes before the one and only Reem Hegazi takes over from me. So stick around for that, okay?
Kinda cool, kinda sweet, kinda nice. Got me digging stupid conversations, crying laughing made my tummy tight. 43, 42, what a night. Got me dancing in the street with my Travolta fantasy that comes to life. What am I doing? Thinking alright? What are the chances? What the hell am I? Gonna lose if I'm prepared to throw the pitch and have you catch it so I never have to bruise.
Yeah.
FM4.
To hear that one, Hercules and Love Affair with Blind. Coming up on 9:45, 15 minutes to 10 o'clock. Tonight at 9 o'clock, Dalia Ahmed will be making some predictions for the summer. Yeah, in a one-hour mix, she will be presenting the club tracks she thinks will be everywhere this summer. Let's see, or rather let's hear, if we agree with her predictions.
Dahlias Breakfast. Lemonade.
Ja, was wird der große Sommerclub-Hit 2025? Ich weiß es nicht, aber das hält mich nicht davon ab, wilde Speculations abzugeben. Vielleicht ist es ja Georgia Smith mit ihrem wuchtigen The Way I Love You. Oder vielleicht kommt aus allen Boxen bei Home, Garten und Poolpartys heuer der Hot and Mysterious Track von K-Lo und Austin Mills. Oder vielleicht ist der Sommer 2025 der Sommer, wo dieser Nullerjahre-Hit in Form von den unterschiedlichsten Remixes alle Dancefloors übernimmt. Vielleicht, vielleicht. Was ich aber fix weiß, ich habe heute ab 21 Uhr einen einstündigen Mix für euch mit lauter Wild Guesses zum Summer Club Hit 2025.
Die Morning Show on FM4.
Hello. Loco.
Don't be afraid, baby. It's only FM Fear.
Once a man, everybody knows smoke. And when your last stand, but it's you coming too close. Another day, another hope. And you keep trying to let the boat stay afloat. And all these things I
go. Those are the Laundromat Chicks. Some music made in Austria there with Want Some Air. And that's it from me for today. Hard Rock wishing you a super rest of your Saturday. Whatever you do, keep it tuned right here to FM Fear, because the one and only Rimi Ghazi is on her way to take you through the next few hours here. I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Crush me, and I curl like a wave. Now I'm screaming up this time. You can stay.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borutalco Man Deos für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
It's 10 o'clock.
FM 4.
Time for the news headlines. The US warns China against invading Taiwan. And Trump doubles tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Here's Astrid Nolte in the FM 4 news.
Thanks, Reem. The U.S. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has accused China of rehearsing for a potential invasion of Taiwan. Speaking at a major security gathering in Singapore, he said Beijing was seeking to dominate the Indo-Pacific region and urged regional allies to spend more on defense to counter the threat. The BBC's Sudhanjana Netawari reports.
In some of his strongest comments on China, the U.S. Defense Secretary said Beijing hopes to dominate and control Asia and that China's military is rehearsing for the real deal as it prepares for a potential invasion of Taiwan. He urged allies to spend more on defense to counter the threat posed. The remarks come against the backdrop of US President Donald Trump's tensions with Beijing on trade, technology, and influence over strategic corners of the globe.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to double tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports to 50% starting Wednesday. Speaking at a rally at a steel plant in Pennsylvania, he claimed that tariffs were helping to strengthen the U.S. economy. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
He walked onto the stage to his campaign music, and he delivered a very political speech. I mean, he attacked Biden, he touted how much he loves tariffs, and it was actually when he was talking about his tariff agenda when he stopped to say that he had another big announcement to deliver. And he told the crowd that he's doubling tariffs on foreign steel imports.
The UN humanitarian agency OCHA has given a bleak assessment of the situation in Gaza, saying everyone in the territory faced a threat of starvation. The UN has again called for more aid to be allowed in, saying hundreds of millions of dollars of food and medicine is currently stuck in warehouses and trucks at border crossings. And today is World No Tobacco Day, with health officials in Austria highlighting the number of smokers in the country. Juliet Patton has the details.
Recent figures show that 1.5 million Austrians over the age of 15 smoke cigarettes daily. This amounts to around 21% of the population. A further 5% consume e-cigarettes, while 6% regularly use other tobacco and nicotine products. More than 8,500 people die as a result of smoking in Austria every year, which accounts for around 10% of all deaths. In light of World No Tobacco Day, the UGK recommends that those battling addiction seek professional support and utilize the free resources that Austria offers. Juliet Patton, FM4 News.
To the weather, today's forecast is mostly sunny, with a chance of isolated rain and storms in mountain areas, highs between 24 and 30 degrees.
Thanks, Astrid.
Radio FM4.
Vormittag.
On the mic. Rimi Gassi.
Yeah.
Das eins.